Well, tonight I'm going to share on a topic I've entitled, How's Your Radar? You might have heard me earlier pray for the weekend in Houston that's being hosted by Reverend Hauck and Sheila Hitchcock. Great group of believers gathering down there for some music and a joy-filled time. But, have you noticed there's been reports of weather coming into that area? And one of the ways that we find out about the weather and the forecast, or on maybe on an app or on the TV, is they're using something called radar. And I've got a little app on my phone that I can look at, see the temperature, the humidity, and click a button, and boom, there's the radar. And maybe not so much in California, but definitely in the Midwest, there's more of a what I call a weather consciousness. And generally, what happens, you're familiar with it, they'll show a screen that gives a kind of a detailed picture of what's going on in a certain area, and then they begin to explain what the picture means. And honestly, it's been a really wonderful technology, not just for weather, but honestly, in many ways, for navigation, detecting threats by our military, or even locating areas of concern medically, to name a few. If you've ever had a certain type of medical exam, a lot of times they are using really radar, the Doppler, to cast images onto a screen, and then they can interpret that. So the connection is our spiritual radar. The Spirit of God within us is constantly receiving and processing information to either help us or to help others. And it's probably a really good thing to remember that our spiritual radar is always on. But the question to be asked is, are we sensitive to the signals that are being sent? Do we recognize them? Many times the answer is yes. But it is a daily work in progress to receive from God and to understand the direction and steps that God is giving. And I think we all want that, right? So let me give you a little bit of a technical background here. Radar, which actually stands for radio detection and ranging, it consists of a transmitter, which produces electromagnetic waves, and you have a transmitting antenna and a receiving antenna, which receives the signal, and then a processor to determine the property of the objects and ultimately what is the benefit of the information. What happens is radio waves are reflected off the object from the transmitter. They return to the receiver, giving information about the object, which is then processed. And then it's up to an expert, I guess, a meteorologist or someone, to interpret that information. Well, Holy Spirit's our supernatural radar, and it is designed to detect objects, receive information, and process it. And so I guess we all have to ask ourselves at times, how's our receiver working? All the time. How does one interpret the supernatural signals with confidence? Well, we certainly don't do it with scientific understanding or by looking at a screen of some type. Our ability to understand the particulars of the supernatural realm of the miraculous is certainly one of the unique aspects of this walk with God. And so we're going to take a look again at 2 Chronicles chapter 20, if you'd like to go there with me. Like to give you a couple of steps, I think, that we'll see throughout this record, which we will not take the time to read completely. But in correlation to understanding what a radar is, there are certain steps that are occurring when that process goes on. And the first one I'd like to have a look at is in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 3. I think you remember the context. The enemy's coming. and he's getting some bad reports. In verse 3, it says, Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. That's number one. We have to transmit the need. We have to ask. And that's exactly what Jehoshaphat did in this great record, this great situation. He got all the people together to ask help of the Lord. And it goes on to talk about his prayer. And it goes on for a number of verses. And in verse 12 it says, O our God, will thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that comes against us. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. Jehoshaphat and the children of Israel, Judah, they're transmitting the need. They're sending out the signal to ask of God. And so I look at the second step, and we talk about verse 14, a prophet who received by the Spirit of God. And then I would say the next step is you ask, and then you listen, which is basically to receive the information. You've sent out the request. Now you want to listen and hear what the information is that you really need to get. And in verse 14 of 2 Chronicles 20, it says, Then upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jeiel, the son of Mattaniah, the Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. And he said, Hearken ye, all Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord, unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, come up by the cliff of Ziz, and you shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. Verse 17, you shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourself, stand still, see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah, Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. Wow. Talk about an answer to prayer. So first of all, they asked. Then they put themselves in a position to listen. However, God was going to get the information. So I say that they received the information. And then they were in a situation, enemies all surrounding them, to actually believe what was being told to them as the answer from God. So you know what that caused them to then have to do? And I have a feeling they did it pretty darn quickly. They had to process the information. I mean, they asked, the prophet shows, Spirit of God on them. He tells them what to do, the answer from God. Verse 18, processing, I don't know how long it took. It says, Jehoshaphat bowed his face, his head with his face to the ground. All Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. And the Levites and the children of the Kohathites and the children of the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel, with a loud voice on high. And then what did they do? What did they do next? Verse 20, they rose early in the morning. They processed that information to a point that they were willing to take action and to figure out what the wisdom was in taking the next step. First they asked, then they listened, then they had to believe what it was that they received. Then what? They had to take some type of action. Well, we know one of the actions was God said in 17, you're not going to need to fight the battle. You're just going to have to stand still, see the salvation of the Lord with you. In verse 20, it says, they rose early in the morning, went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa, and as they went, Jehoshaphat stood and said, and he has this whole situation where he's really encouraging them. Hear me, O Judah, you inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, and so you shall be established. Believe his prophets, so you shall prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, that they should praise the beauty of his holiness, as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. You know what they did? He received the wisdom from God of how to implement this strategy. And they sent singers. They sent people praising out in front. Amen? They went out before the army. You know what they did? They took action. They asked, they listened, they believed to the point of having great trust and confidence. Then they took action. In verse 22, it says, and when they began to sing and praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. What a great victory. What did they do? They went out with singing and praising. And God said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. You know what they then saw? The enemy defeated. They saw the direct result of their obedience to what exactly they had asked for. They transmitted the need, let's say. They received the information. They processed the information. And then they took some type of action, walking in wisdom. And then they actually saw the result of their obedience. And verse 25, it says, when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them, they found among them in abundance both riches with the dead bodies and precious jewels, which they stripped off for themselves, more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days in gathering of the spoil. It was so darn much. Verse 27, then they returned every man of Judah and Jerusalem and Jehoshaphat in the forefront of them. I bet that was quite a victory march. To go again to Jerusalem with what? Joy. Joy. For the Lord had made them to rejoice over their enemies. They asked, they listened, they believed, they acted or did it. And they saw the result of the obedience. Right there in front of them. And you know what the fruit of that was? They praised God. For the Lord made them to rejoice over their enemies. They went to Jerusalem with joy in verse 28. And they came to Jerusalem with psalteries and harps and trumpets unto the house of the Lord. And the fear of God was on all the kingdoms of those countries. And when they heard that the Lord, they heard that the Lord fought against the enemies of Israel. Verse 30. So the realm of Jehoshaphat was quiet, for his God gave him rest round about. Our supernatural radar is constantly at work. It's receiving information by way of the Spirit of God. As we ask, we receive, we listen, we receive, and then we process that information. And we see the goodness of God manifested. And so I think it is a good question to ask. How's my radar working? I mean, I can look at the TV and tell that a storm's coming and they're not 100% accurate all the time, or, you know, whatever the thing may be. I can look at the national news, weather, and see if something's going on down in Florida and the East Coast, and, you know, have maybe an opportunity to pray for those folks. But how about our spiritual radar? When we ask, are we in a position to receive and hear from God exactly what it is we need to hear? I think it's a great analogy. And so, you know, in its most simplistic form, you know, Holy Spirit's our supernatural radar. And it's constantly turning. It's constantly sending out signals. So we have to be sensitive so that we're in a place and still enough and quiet enough to hear what God is saying. That is one of the greatest challenges of the Christian life, and especially in today's world where there are so many distractions. The radar's going, it's there. But it's sending out signals based on our requests, and God is more than happy to answer. But our quest is then in listening and then understanding more about what does that mean, maybe, and then how to take action on that. And then seeing the blessing, the benefit. And then, you know what? All we want to do is praise God because He gets the glory, because that struggle, that battle, that challenge, the answer was not of us. It wasn't something we accomplished in our own strength. Amen? And so I love that record in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. It's so applicable, I think, still in today's culture, today's environment. Let's just be a little more sensitive to the Spirit of God that's within us, especially maybe as we celebrate, look into Pentecost this weekend. We got the greatest thing that was ever given, really, to the church. I mean, obviously, besides the finished work of Jesus, but he came to bridge the gap between God and man. He's the one who opened the door for us to be able to receive the Spirit. And here we are. Here we are. So how's your radar? Heavenly Father, thank you for this great Word of God that we have and the simple truths of it. Thank you for the simplicity of our hearts, Father, being so open and sensitive to you, Father, that it's not something we need to go to a seminary to understand and learn. But just put ourselves in a place, Father, to talk to you, ask questions, and then listen. Be still enough and quiet enough to actually listen and hear from you, Father, about what the next step is. And then, man, we glorify you. We praise you, Father. And what a life that is to live. And we thank you, God, for your love and care and goodness to us. Tonight, and every night, till your Son returns. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.